We continue our learning of Lunishmas David Ben Achim Nushchaim Yaakov Pinchas Elio and Tzvi Hirsch Ben Traga Feivel were in Nedarim Perek Beis Mishnah Dalid Stam Nedarim Lahachmir. A person took a neder stam, which means it was indeterminate. He didn't express what his kavana was, and it's possible to explain what he had in mind in a strict type of way or in a lenient way. So the halacha is that we're going to be strict. So stam Nedarim, when it comes to Nedarim, if it could be interpreted in one of two ways, we assume we have to be strict. But uperusham lahakel. But if the noder, the one who made the neder, explains himself, this is what my intent was, then we'll follow him, even if that explanation of what he had in mind is lahakel, at least to be lenient. And the Mishnah gives examples of this. Ketzad, how is this so? Ha'amar hare olai kivasar maliach. Person says, this food should be usher to me just like salty meat is usher to me. Or kiyei nesech. Or just like yayin nesech is usher to me. So the question is, what does that mean? So the Mishnah says, im shel shamayim nadar usher. If his kavana was that his neder should be toface, basar maluach, salted meat of shamay, meaning he's referring to a carbon. Al kol carboncha takriv melach. Pasuk says in Vayikra Beis. Or when he says yayin esach, he's referring to yayin esach of shamayim, the yayin that's the wine libations, that which is poured on the mizbeach. So such a person, so the halacha is usher. The food is usher on the noder because he was tofisit in a davar hanadur, not a davar haasur, basar maliach, yayin esach. These are karbanos, so to speak. So therefore, the Mishnah says, im shel shamayim, his kavana was that this is indeed that the food that I'm referring to that should be usher to me should be usher like basar maliach, like the basar of a karban, or like yayin esach, poured on the mizbeach. So then it's usher, the food is usher, this is considered a neder. Im shel avodah zarah nadar mutur. And if his kavana was to that the neder should be chal on basar maluach, salt and meat and yayin yesach of avodah zarah, then the food is going to be permitted to the neder. Why? Because he, according to his explanation, he was toface the item, the food item, with a davar ha'asur, not a davar ha'nadur. Avodah zarah is absolutely usher. So this is where he had the kavanah, and he tells you what his kavanah was. So it's very clear. He says in Himshel Shamayim, the food is usher because the neder is chal, and he says avodah zarah, the food is mutter because it's a davar ha'usher, and the neder is nachal. What about vimstam? Let's say he took a neder indeterminately. He doesn't know to explain his kavanah, or he wasn't thinking about it. When he said, oh, I take a neder, this should be usher kavasa maliach. I really wasn't thinking what I had in mind. Or maybe he, as others claim, you know what, I figured the rabbis would be able to explain what I had in mind. Then we assume the food is going to be usher, the neder does take effect, because that's exactly what the Mishnah meant. Stam nedarim lahachbir. When a neder is indeterminate and it can be understood in one of two ways, and he didn't tell you what kavanah he had, then we have to be machmir and assume that it's like the yayin nesech and basar maliach of karbanos, which are shel shamayim, and therefore the neder is going to take effect. Hare alai kecherem. Let's say a person said another example. This should be usher to me like cherem. Acherem, we spoke about gifts that are given to the Beis HaMikdash, given to the Kohanim, to the temple treasury, temple upkeep, at the Kabbayis. So he says, so now, if he says this food should be usher to me, or this item should be usher to me like Cherem, so im Cherem shel shamayim, it is kavana was, and he expresses himself, oh, he had in mind that this should be usher to me like, this food should be usher to me like Cherem is usher to me, just like something I maktish to the Beis HaMikdash is usher. Then usher, because he was matfis, he sees what took hold of that food item, davar hanador, something that's given to the Beis HaMikdash, like a carbon. V'im ki cherem shel kohanim. But if he refers to the cherem that's given to the kohanim, not, so we spoke about cherem could be one of two things. It's for the temple upkeep, for the temple treasury. Then that's a davar hanadur. But cherem of kohanim that we give to the kohanim, then mutter. Then the food is going to be mutter, because he's being toe-faced the food item on a cherem of kohanim, we assume that we're referring to charamim that have already been handed over to kohanim. So what's the issue there? They have a halacha like chulin. That's a davar hamutter. That's not even a davar. That's not even a davar ha'aser. That is a davar hamutter. That's like saying chulin. This should be aser to me. Chulin. Chulin's not aser to you. So cherim that is ord. If it's before it's given, so then it's a davar hanadur. Then it's like almost like a korban. But if it's, he says this should be aser to me, like, and that's cherim of shel shamayim. But cherim of kohanim, once it's given to the hands of the kohanim, it's a davar hamutter. It's almost like chulin, and therefore that neder would not take effect. Vim stam. Let's say he took a neder stam and he did not explain his kavana. Whether he had cherim in mind was cherim shel shamayim, which would make the neder take effect, or cherim shel kohanim, which has the status of chulin after it's given to them already, and therefore there it would be a davar hamutter, and the neder would not take effect. Vim stam, right? Indeterminate. Asur. We have to assume once again stam nedarim lahachmir. We assume that we have to be strict, and indeed it's like cherim of shamayim. Harei olai kemaser. Let's say he says this piece of food should be ushered to me, should be upon me rather like maser. And he explains, im kemaser behema nadar, if his kavana was that it should be ushered to me like maser behema usher, then indeed the food is usher, because maser behema is the davar hanadur. Why? Because that's something that has to be, you have to be maktish it, as we know. Maser behema, every 10th animal, you put the red stripe on it, so then that's brought as a korban. So that could be a davar hanadur, that's a davar hanadur. So therefore the food is usher, then the neder is chal. But vim shel gored, but if his kavana was that this food should be also being like maser rishon, that we separate from the grain in the granary, then mutter, then the neder doesn't take effect, because maser rishon, once you take trumas maser from it and give it to the kohen, even if you didn't give it to the kohen, just separate it out, it's mutter to a zar, and therefore it's a davar hamutter. So this is not a neder then. Vim stam, let's say he took a stam neder, this food should be ushered to me like maser, and he didn't express maser behema or maser of goren, so then we have to be strict usur. We assume it's like maser behema, and therefore it's a davar hanadur, and the neder takes effect. So vim stam usur. What about this? Harei alai kitruma. This food should be usur to me. Should be like upon me like truma. Im kitrumas halishka nadar. If he meant truma, we use the word truma when it comes to the shkalim that we give into the Beis Hamikdash. We gather. In Adar, so to buy the Karmel of Sibor. So if that's what he had in mind, then also, then the Machal obviously is also, because Trumas Halishka is Davar Hanadur. Vim Shel Goren, but if he's referring to Truma of Goren of the granary, so then Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Because, don't we give the Truma to the Kohanim? Yes, exactly. That's a Davar Asur. Remember, that sometimes the Neder is not Chal, because you are Matfisit, whether you seize it, it takes hold with on a Davar Ha-Mutter, and sometimes davar ha'aser. Either way, both of those, the neder is not effective. In the case of truma you're not allowed to eat, only kohanim can eat. That's a davar ha'aser. But truma salishka is a davar hanadur, and therefore if he expresses himself, so then we'll know which one it is. Im stam, but it's indeterminate. He didn't tell us what his kavana was, and he said this food should be aser to me like truma, aser. We have to be strict, because stam nedarim lahachmir. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So these are the words of Rabbi Meir, at least the last, everything we said, but we'll see there's a machlokas at least on the last point. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Stam Truma Bi Yehuda Asura. He says, now when it comes to Stam Truma, even indeterminate, we assume when it comes to Anshe Yehuda, who lived next to the Beis HaMikdash, when they were referring to Truma Salishka, because it was so common to them, they were so close to the Beis HaMikdash, they would call that Truma Stam. Therefore, in Yehuda, if a person took a neder stam and said harei alai ketruma, this food should be usher to me like truma, we assume that it's going to be usher, and he refers to trumas halishka. That's true when it comes to in Yehuda. So that so far is the same, because it's stam, we have to treat it usher. But Bigolil Muteres. But in Golil, Stam Truma, we don't have to be Machmir. There indeed it would be Mutter. But She'ein Anshe HaGolil Makirin as Truma Salishka. They're not used to being around the Truma Salishka. They're very far from Yushalayim and the Golil up north. And therefore a person is no der Stam in Golil and says, Hare Alai Ketruma, we assume even that case, Stam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, against Rabbi Meir's opinion, we assume that here, assume we don't say Stam Nadarm Lahach. machmir, but rather in Galil, when you say stam truma, you're referring to trumas hagoren. And therefore, that neder does not take effect because trumas hagoren is something only to be given to the kohanim, that is a davar ha'asur. Stam charamin biyehuda mutarin uva galil asurin. Ah, and now we move on, the same idea of with respect to cherem and in Yehuda versus Galil. Anshi Yehuda. So they would call the cherme kohanim, those gifts given to the kohanim, they would just call them charamim, and therefore a person is no der stam in Yehuda. Oh, this food should be like cherem. The neder is not a neder because he's referring to the cherem of kohanim. If you remember, cherem of kohanim, after it's given to them already, it's a davar hamutar. It's like chulin. Uve galil though asurin stam charamim. There we're going to be strict. Shein anshe agolil makir nischarme kohanim. They don't know the cherme kohanim. They're not around those gifts at all, and therefore we assume that he's referring to the cherem in Galil. He's referring to cherem that's muktosh to bedek habayis, which is a davar hanadur, and therefore the neder would take effect. Perek Beis Mishnah. Hey, nadar ba cherem. A person, let's say, said harei davar zar la cherem. This item should be cherem upon me. And then he says, "Va'amar lo nadarti ella be chermo shel yam." What I meant was that this item should be us to be not like cherem to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Kohanim, but rather cherem is a net, and is a net that we use. Look at Kohelis, the seventh parak, we use the word cherem. Cherem is a net that the fishermen use to catch the fish. So, or let's say the following, bikarbon. He said, this item should be ushered to me like a carbon. Va'amar, then he explained, you know, lona darti ala bikarbon shel malachim. I was only referring to the gifts that we give, or sacrifices we give, we bring close to the kings. That's all I meant, the gifts that we give to the kings. I didn't mean a carbon. So now cherem maybe typically would be a neder, and if carbon normally would be a neder, but here he's explaining himself, I was only referring to the net of fishermen when I said cherem, and I said carbon, I'm referring just to a gift that we bring to the malachim. Or hare atzmi carbon. Let's say he says, I myself is the carbon. What does that mean? So we assume that means he prohibits himself upon his friend, in the sense that his friend can't get hana from him. The one who takes the neder is basically taking neder, hare atzmi carbon. I am like a carbon to you. You can't get hana from me. Va'amar, and then he says, no, that's not what I meant. When I said atzmi, I didn't mean myself. I mean etzem, like a bone. Lo nadarti ela be'etzem shinachti li. What I meant was, lios no derbo. I just said atzmi, I'm referring to, I took a neder, and I was referring to the bone that's sitting in my house. Or let's say he says, konam ishti nanesli. He prohibits with a neder, he prohibits his wife to get hana from him, to get benefit from him. V'amar, then it said, no, lo nadarti ela b'ishti rishona shegirashti. No, I said ishti, my wife, but I meant my first wife that I divorced a couple of years back. That's what I meant. I wasn't referring to you. Al kulan, in all of these cases, ain nishalim lohem. These people do not need to go to do hataras nedarim of a she'elam and a chacham. And why? Because they explained themselves and they said that's not, I didn't have in mind to take a neder. Now, why is this so? So the Gemara Dav Chof Amar Aleph qualifies this and says this is only referring to a talmud chacham, someone who's not an Am Haaretz. And therefore, his explanations, they may be very far-fetched. We accept them anyway, and whatever neder he made is not binding at all. He doesn't need to do hataras nedarim. Why should that be so? So we say, well, you know, we can be makil when it comes to tamnei chachamim because we're not afraid they're going to habitually take upon themselves nedarim. But as we'll see, we'll have to be machmer when it comes to amei haaretz. And others claim no. How much do we believe them? What's the credibility of these types of people? So when it comes to Talmud Chacham, even though his explanations of things a little bit extreme, a little bit of a stretch, we say he's a Talmud Chacham, he's honest, we assume that he's telling us the truth. But an Am Haaretz who explains his, well, I didn't really take a neder, I meant my first wife, and I meant a net, and not a cherem, and not a, I meant a gift to the kings, and not really a carbon. So he doesn't have the credibility, therefore they need a she'elas chacham. So that's what the Mishnah says. These people, if the Talmud Chacham, they don't ain shalem, you don't need to go for hataras nedarim. But the inishalu, which means if they're amei haaretz, and therefore we do require them to do hataras nedarim, and they come to do so, on shimosam. we punish them. What does it mean, we punish them? So some explain that we punish them means we put them in cherem, right? They're excommunicated. They're excluded from being part of a minyan. He's not allowed to, and as a person who's nidui, he's not allowed to bathe, can't cut his hair. But at some point when the chachamim feel they are able to remove that ban, that cherem, we remove it. And obviously that's not what it means. It means when it says ma'on shenosam u'machmir na'alehem means that we punish them and tell them that if you violated your neder, you have to observe it for the same number of days that you violated it. And then we'll give you a hataras nedarim. So that's what on shemosam means according to other rishonim. Umachmir na'alehem, and we're very strict when it comes to, we're going to be strict towards them, divrei Rabbi Meir. So what does it mean, machmir? So the Gemara in Chaf Amar Alf says it means that charata is not going to be enough to do hataras nedarim. Charata, oh, I regret what I said. No, we need to find a Pesach, an opening to see, had it been this and the circumstances like this, I never would take it in neder. Pesach is a higher level of how we were able to uproot a neder. Regret usually charat is mikano l'haba. Opening Pesach is all the way made from the beginning. Different ways to understand that, but we assume machmir means to be strict, that we require to look for a Pesach for them, an opening in order to get them out of the neder. And the Mishnah says Divrei Rabbi Meir. What do you mean? These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Means that Rabbi Meir holds that we don't believe Amei Oretz on their explanations, that we have to be strict so they don't become habitual with their nedarim. Chachamim omrim poschim lahem Pesach mimakom acher. The Chachamim disagree, and they say the following. They say it's true, their explanations don't help to nullify the neder, and therefore the neder is going to be a full neder. And therefore, what we have to do is, we have to find a Pesach for another reason in order to be matir them the neder, this particular neder. The different ways to understand what the Chachamim are saying and how they argue the Rabbi Meir. One opinion is that maybe the Chachamim are saying that we don't need to put him in the cherem. On shemosam, according to Rabbi Meir, means we put the guy in cherem. And according to the Chachamim, we don't say on shemosam, we don't put the guy in cherem. But either way, we have to find them a Pesach. We need to get them out of the neder and do hataras nedarim, because we don't believe their explanations. And others say, no, maybe the Chachamim are saying that Rabbi Meir, who required a Pesach, maybe the Chachamim say remorse, regret, charata is going to be sufficient. Although it's difficult to read that into the words of the Chachamim, but at the end of the day, the Rabbi Meir says, "On shimosam, we punish these amei aretz umachmir and aleihem." And the Chachamim say, "Posklem Pesach mimokam acher." We find a way somehow to get them out of this neder, because we assume the neder is really chal, and the explanations are not believed. Umelamdim nosam, and we rebuke them. Kadesh alu yinahagu kalus rosh benedarim. So they're not, we teach them that they're not so careless when it comes to making nedarim, but we don't punish them as Rabbi Meir used that language, and not machmir upon them, which was also a language that Rabbi Meir used. And the Rambam writes, Uvein shu tam and chacham, o am aretz, garin bahem, we yell at them, we scold them, umalam dinosam shalo yinagu minag zeb nedarim, velo yunodim derech schok vihitol.